Well, farming has one of the highest disabling rates of any industry. That's why there's a program called AgriBility that works with farmers who have become disabled to help get them back to work.
This thing actually has grown way beyond what I've and most of Purdue people would ever expect.
And that's Dr. Bill Field with Purdue University. He shared how the program first started back in 1979.
Bill Gundrum was a farmer from the Walton area who had a pickup truck accident, and it left him as a quadriplegic. He had limited use of his hands, and there was a question raised about how could I get back on my tractor? And I was open at that point. I had a sensitivity to it because I grew up working for a dairy farmer who had polio and had limited mobility and used all kinds of adaptations, including using me as a kid to ride with him to open and close gates.
And that's when Dr. Field and his team used some creativity and then went to work.
So we took a school bus lift off of a wrecked school bus and mounted it in between the wheels on this four-wheel drive tractor. And I still remember when we mounted it on his tractor up there in Walton, and he was able to get back onto the tractor and pull himself up into the seat. And I went with him for the first drive across the field. And I always remember watching him, and I could just see him sitting up in his seat. And that really was a spark for me, quite frankly. I felt God was telling me to do something in this arena.
That moment in Cass County, Indiana, led to the establishment of the Breaking New Ground Resource Center at Purdue. In 1990, the National AgriBility Program was set up thanks to federal funding from the Farm Bill. Today, nearly 14,000 farmers across the U.S. have been helped by the program. You can check out more of my conversation with Dr. Field and read more about the National AgriBility Program at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.